Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on July 24 on Cecil, C-E-C-I-L, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Cecil Kelly is a 72-year-old male who reports he was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 7-8-21. But at that time, he was operating a tractor trailer when a car cut him off. But he struggled to keep off the guardrail and not kill the three people in the other car. Period. He expresses he went on two wheels and then flipped over three times, injuring his neck and left shoulder. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, Mr. Kelly was seen at Inspire Urgent Care on 7-11-21. Period. He complained of pain in the neck, left upper extremity, left shoulder, and right shoulder. Since 7-8-21. Period. He was diagnosed with cervicalgia. Period. This facility was in New Jersey. Period. He was initiated on conservative treatment and was followed for the next few weeks. Period. He expressed issues of a psychological nature, including nightmares. Pretty was diagnosed with an acute stress reaction and was referred for specialist consultation. Period. He did participate in physical therapy as well. Period. New paragraph. On 8-6-21, he underwent psychological evaluation by Dr. Waldoff, W-O-L-D-O-F-F. Period. This was a telehealth visit. Period. She diagnosed an adjustment disorder with anxiety. Period. She elicited a history that Mr. Kelly's tractor trailer was hit and scratched at the car he hit, went up on two wheels and flipped it as the nose of the car went under his trailer and did a barrel roll. But he first thought the driver of the other vehicle died and called 911. But he then learned that no one in the other vehicle was injured. Period. He went to Inspira back in New Jersey after this event in North Carolina. Period. Dr. Waldoff elicited a further history of hypertension, diabetes, and high cholesterol. Period. His father was an alcoholic. Period. The petitioner dropped out of high school and was on his third marriage. Period. She recommended 6 sessions of psychotherapy as his distress is mild and improving. Period. By then, he had already returned back to work. Period. There were no mental health limitations that prevent him from working at that time. Period. New paragraph. When seen at Inspira on 7-14-21, he reported constant pain, but worse at times. Period. He wanted to speak with someone about the processing of the accident and his mental health. Period. He wanted to try physical therapy for his neck and did not want pain medications. Period. Exam of the neck and upper extremities on this visit was normal. Period. new paragraph. Mr. Kelly was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio on 8/18/21 period. He diagnosed shoulder impingement, for which he recommended physical therapy, period. A cortisone injection was instilled to the left shoulder, period. He also referenced results of the various radiographic studies that will be inserted as marked, period. There were photographs of the petitioner's active range of motion of the shoulder as well that looked only mildly reduced at most, period. That was on 8/24/21, period. He returned on 8/30/21 and was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and cleared for full duty, period. New paragraph, as per your cover letter, he saw Dr. Ponzio again on 11/1/21 for a nitro treatment exam. Period, he found Mr. Kelly had reached maximum medical improvement. Period, he demonstrated restricted shoulder motion, but he was in much less pain, and his rotator cuff strength was near normal. The petitioner refused injections at that time and agreed to continue working full-time and full duty to use Tylenol or Advil to control his symptoms. Period. On the visit of 8/24/21, Dr. Ponzio learned the petitioner was on a planned vacation from 7/23/21 through 7/25/21. Period. On the 8/24/21, he reported his neck was fine and then claimed it to be, quote, normal for me, period, end quote. He noticed x-rays of the left shoulder on 8/6/21 were normal, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper active range of motion about the left shoulder was decreased. Period, abduction was 110 degrees, comma, flexion 90 degrees, comma, with internal and external rotation to 70 degrees. Period, passive abduction was 100 degrees, comma, flexion 90 degrees, comma, with internal and external rotation to 70 degrees. Period, he had full independent adduction and extension on the left and the right. Period, motion of the right shoulder in other individual spheres was full. Period, combined active extension with internal rotation was to T11 on the right and to the waist level on the left. Period, motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period, manual muscle testing yielded breakaway weakness in left hand grasp and pinch grip. Period, it was 4+ to 5-, and ratchet-like in elbow flexion and extension and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tender to the palpation. Anteriorly, at the left shoulder as well as in the bicipital groove, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers, he had positive Hawkins, near, and Apley's scratch tests on the left, which were negative on the right. Period, the rest of that is normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 7/8/21, Cecil Kelly was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision while driving in North Carolina. Period. He did not seek medical attention until returned to New Jersey. Period, on 7/11/21, he was seen in that regard in Inspira Urgent Care. Period, they initiated him on conservative measures. Period, in follow-up, he reported issues in coming to grips with this accident. Period, he was then seen psychologically by Dr. Waldorf on 8/6/21. Perry recommended a short course of physical therapy. Period, new paragraph, the petitioner was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio beginning 8/18/21. Period. At that juncture, he was attending physical therapy. This Scratch that. He followed up on 8/24/21 and was participating in physical therapy. Period. He states, quote, he wants to get back to work as he is sick of this. Period. End quote. Clinical exam, including range of motion, was documented. Period. As per the photographs obtained, he only had minimally reduced range of motion. Period. He was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased range of motion by the left shoulder. Slightly more profound in active versus passive range of motion. Period. This motion was much worse than seen in Dr. Ponzio's notes. Period. In the absence of atrophy, he had breakaway and ratchet-like weakness in the left upper extremity. Period. He had positive responses to Hawkins near and aptly scratch tests on the left. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. It seems as if Mr. Kelly indicated that this was normal for him. Period. Accordingly, it is difficult to relate this to the subject event. Period. He has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured. Period. And that is the end.